Munch's late self-portraits, like this one, are shadowed by a sense of approaching death. Yet to Reinhold Heller, Munch's attitude in these paintings is neither defiant nor resigned.
It was always a representation of himself, not in any kind of heroic pose, but rather one that seemed to express his own sense of surprise at his own continued existence. The self-portrait by the window from 1940 depicts Munch in his home in the suburb of Oslo called Ekely. We get a view through the window of a winter landscape. The interior is dominated by various warm colorations, ranging from the orange-red of a wall and of Munch's own face to the greenish-blue of a radiator and the suit which Munch is wearing, emblems of warmth, but also the continuation of life in new growth of green that will come after the snows that we see in the exterior will have melted.
To your right, next to the glass door, is Munch's self-portrait between the clock and the bed. It was completed in 1942, 2 years before his death. It shows the artist standing before an open door. Beside him is a clock without hands. Has time stopped? Is this a hint of eternity to come? Perhaps the colorful bedspread will soon serve as his shroud. The pictures in the studio behind him proclaim his legacy to the world, the enduring work that saw him through repeated illnesses and bouts of depression.
The last half of my life has been a battle to even keep going, to keep my balance. I have jumped from stepping stone to stepping stone, over the abyss, from mountaintop to mountaintop, or from tussock to tussock across fathomless marshes. Perhaps it has always been so.